and dryer.
我们把这个床带上，然后洗衣机、烘干机都带上了。
I'm someone who likes things nice and comfy and clean.
我呢，这是喜欢东西舒服和干净。
And I remember when I got there, I was actually, I think it was my first term studying for my graduate work.
啊，我记得我那个时候是我第一个学期啊，开始我的学习。
I was laying in my nice, comfortable bed with my down, perfectly white comforter over me.
啊，我把这床铺好，那个白色的那个被子很舒服的。
And I was researching preachers in the First Great Awakening.
啊，我就是在网上查，就是这个讲道的人是
preachers in the First Great Awakening.
哦，这第一个星期的这个复兴，哦 ，first， 这复兴。
对。
就讲到了这个复兴。
Sounds great to me.
Awesome.
So I was reading through the life and diary of David Brainerd.
啊，我就读了这个一个 diary 和这个另外一个人的传记。
David Brainerd was a missionary to the journey, to a missionary to the Indians in that area.
大卫呢是去一个印度的宣教士。
And I came across this story.
然后我就读到一个故事。
One night he was, and this is in around the 1700s.
这个大概是在18世纪。
One night he was traveling on horseback from Delaware to Pennsylvania.
然后呢，他有一天呢，就骑马到了那个弗吉尼亚。
And he was on his way on horseback.
然后呢，他去到那个地方就是骑马的。
And he was going to a place where he described it was hideous and horrendous.It was a wilderness.
哦，他去了那个地方呢，就是完全是一个旷野。
And he was going to preach to the Native American Indians.
他就是向那个印第安人宣教。
So he describes this evening.
哦，那刚才是印度啊，不是是印第安人，我说的是印度了。啊，他这个就是这样的，有个谚语吧，一个。
So he describes this evening as he's on horseback going to Delaware.
然后呢，他就骑着马就过去了。
Or yeah, from Pennsylvania to Delaware. Sorry.
从这个弗吉尼亚到那个
any, I don't know the states.
哦，这是什么州啊
？Yeah, from state to state, we'll say that.
哦，对，从这个州到那个州。
Yeah, yeah. He's on horseback and he's going up these mountains and down in the ravines.
然后他这个上了高山又下了低谷。
And through the rocky crags and everything, his horse.Got his leg stuck in the rocks.
然后呢，在骑过程中呢，那个马这个蹄呢就卡在石头上了里头了。
The horse broke his leg.
然后呢，马呢的腿就憋断了。
So he's out there in the wilderness on the way to preach the gospel.
他呢就在旷野里面，他是去宣教啊。
It's cold.
晚上很那天很冷。
He said that he had to put the horse down.
然后呢，他就让这个马呢休息。下来
Yeah, he killed the horse.
Oh, 他杀了他
Yeah, had to kill the horse and then make himself a bed in the bushes and put branches over his head.
然后呢，他就铺了一个床，然后呢，把那个树枝当成屋顶。
And I'm sitting there in my nice, comfortable bed.
然后呢，我就是坐在我很舒服的床上。
I've got all these pillows behind me in my nice, comfy bed.
然后呢，我的枕头都在后面，前面都是很舒服的被子。
I thought, oh man.
哎呀。
Conviction set in.
然后呢，我就有一个很强的一个意念。
I cared so much more about being comfortable and cozy and clean.
我呢，就是想到的是怎样舒服，怎样安逸。
Than I did about reaching others with the gospel.
但是我没有像其他的人那样。
I cared more about my own little world than expanding the kingdom of God.
我呢是关心自己的小世界，而忽略了这个神的这个神国。
Before we get into our passage, I want to put our passage into the larger biblical context.
所以说我来读圣经之前呢，我想把这个我的圣经呢放在一个大的一个氛围里面。
God created a perfect world.
神创造了一个完美的世界。
But the sin of Adam and Eve messed everything up.
但是呢，亚当夏娃的罪呢，把这个世界弄得很糟糕了。
And their sin started this downward slide.
然后呢，这个罪呢就往下滑。
Humanity just spiraled out of control.
然后呢，这个人类呢就这样就旋转性的下滑。
But God chose one man to make a difference.
但是神拣选了一个人来让这个世界不一样。
He chose one man to become a nation and bless the other nations.
他选了一个人，让这个人的所的民族来成了所有的民族的祝福。
And this one man was Abraham.
这个人就是亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham and his descendants, they actually ended up in Egypt and they prospered there.
然后呢，他和他那个子孙后来就到了这个埃及，在那里被逼迫。
But then after they were enslaved then by Egypt for hundreds of years.
在埃及地呢受奴役几百年。
But once again, God intervened.
但是呢，神呢干涉了这件事情。
And he used Moses to do so.
他呼召了摩西。
Moses was 80 years old when this took place.
当摩西出来的时候，他八十岁了。
He was 80 years old when he led Israel out of Egypt.
他带以色列出埃及的时候已经八十岁。
We look up to those who are old.
我们就是很尊重这些老年人。
We look up to them for their wisdom, their insight.
我们是看要学他们的智慧，学他们的洞察力。
We value their experience.
我们是很珍惜他们的经历。
Now, folks such as John and Steve.
就像约翰和史蒂夫一样。
They have amazing insight and wisdom for being so young.
他们这么年轻就有这么多智慧和洞察力。
Moses started leading when he was 80 years old.
当摩西的领导的时候，他已经八十岁了。
And he led the people for 40 years.
他呢带领了以色列人四十年。
So, through the lineage of Abraham and through the leadership of Moses,
通过这个亚伯拉罕的这个支派，通过了这个摩西的带领，
God brought forth a nation Israel.
所以说神就把这个以色列人列的人带出来了。
Now, the people of Israel, they came out of Egypt and they were supposed to go in and expand the kingdom of God.
他们是应该要出埃及进入这个美地，然后来扩展神的国度。
But upon coming close to the promised land, they became afraid and complacent and they disliked that comfortableness.
他们呢，快到这个迦南美地的时候，他们就开始害怕了。
So they spent 40 years as a punishment wandering around in the desert.
所以说由于他们的害怕，所以说他们就在这个旷野呢循环了40年。
Can you imagine traveling for that long?
你可以想象你要走这么远久的路。
Flory and I, we have 6 kids.
Floria.
I have no idea. Flory and I have 6 kids, and sometimes we travel with them.
有时候呢，我们和他们一起旅行。
It is extremely painful to travel with 6 kids.
这个和六个孩子旅行的话是很痛苦的事。
We'll go to California. We'll drive there.
我们去加州，我们开车去。
And all the modern conveniences cannot take the pain out of traveling.
但是去的时候可以又不能把痛苦拿出来。
I have earplugs in.
我就把这个耳塞带上。
We have packages of wipes in the front row and the back row.
我们有很多这个前面呢有前面一排有东西，后面一排也有东西。
And after 3 or 4 days, my voice is hoarse from yelling at them.
然后三天四天以后呢，我经常要喊叫他们，我的声音就嘶哑了。
We can't wait to get back to our home.
我们就是急迫的想回到家里。
A place where we could just call our own and say, "Hey."
然后我们就这个家是我们自己的家，我们就可以歇下来。
A place to rest.
然后我们就可以休息。
Moses kept a nation together, a million people together.
摩西呢，把几百万以色列人聚集在一起。
And he did so for 40 years.
他做了四十年。
And now they're overlooking the promised land.
然后呢，他们就看到这个应许地了。
They've wandered around for that 40 years and they're right back now looking on it again.
所以说他们就走，来回走，然后现在呢，他们可以看到这个应许地。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, which we'll be looking at today,
我们在这个生命记里面，就是我们今天所要读的这个经文。
Moses has been reminding them of where they've been.
摩西呢就提醒他们曾经 所走过的事情，做过的事情。
He talks to them about where they're going.
然后他告诉摩西，告诉他们要去，他们要去哪里。
And he lays out the expectations that God has for them when they get there.
然后他就告诉他们，神他们到那里去的时候，神对他们的期望。
Again, Moses led them for 40 years.
啊，摩西呢带领了他们四十年。
The next oldest people in that community are Joshua and Caleb.
在那个时候最老的呢人呢就是约书亚和加勒。
So if Moses is 120, how old do you think the next group of people are?
你如果说摩西是120岁，那么你想想那一代下一代的人是多少岁？
How old are Joshua and Caleb?
这个约书亚和这个加勒是多少岁？
About, yeah, 80, 85, right?
啊，大概就是80、85岁左右。
Someone read their Bible today. Good.
啊，有些人读了圣经，所以知道。
How old is the all the other people then?
啊，其他人有多少岁呢？
60.
啊，六十岁。
Everyone 20 and above were not allowed to enter the promised land.
啊，20岁以上的人呢是不能进入迦南地的。
So this entire generation has grown up under the leadership of Moses.
所以说这个整个这个民族啊，这一代人呢、啊，都是在摩西的带领下成长的。
And God used Moses to bring these people through this desert.
神利用了这个摩西带领他们走过这个旷野地。
God miraculously provided water for 1 million people using Moses.
神用了这个摩西。奇迹般的给以色列人带来了水。
And through the leadership of Moses, they dispelled attacks.
然后呢，透过这个摩西的带领，他们经历了很多攻击。
And they defeated all kinds of armies.
他们把这个各种敌人都打败了。
And again, now they stand on the edge of the promised land.
现在呢，他们就快进到迦南地了。
So, and that's where our passage fits this morning.
这个就是我们经文的背景。
Our passage is Deuteronomy 31:1-29.
我们今天的这个经文是生命记31:1-29.
There is a series of 7 speeches here.
这里面呢有七个讲道。
There is a bit of a narrative introduction.
它开始有叙述性的开始。
For each one of these messages,
so 有七个信息，每一个信息都有一个叙述性的。
It says who the speaker is.
他讲到谁谁是那个讲到讲话的人。
Who is the recipient of the message?
啊，然后是谁是听众。
And a little bit of narrative about what's going on there.
然后呢，就是有叙述性的是讲什么事情。
You'll notice as we read through these that the messages, oh, they start all nice and positive.
你看他们讲提到这个时候，他们都有很正面的反应。
They're uplifting and they're victorious.
他们是真的是兴高采烈，然后他们是这个战胜。
And they make you want to just get out of your seat and charge and go for it.
他们认为他们胜利，然后他们就是要马上就要出去打。
But as we go through the passage,
但是我们在读下去的时候呢
，It does not end like that.
但是又不是这样了。
They begin positive, but they end just once again.
他们从正面开始，然后就下滑。
They're depressing.
然后他们很沮丧。
They weigh you down. They're burdensome.
然后他们就很沮丧，然后很劳累。
And they make you want to get right back in your comfy bed with your book and your coffee.
然后他们就想回到他们自己舒适的窝，然后有一本书，又可以喝咖啡。
For some.They make you want to forget about all the difficulties and the difficulty of expanding God's kingdom.
有些人就忘掉了这个怎样那个就是要扩展神的国度有这么多困难。
So let us, I've asked Wen Jun, this is a kind of a long passage.
这是一个很长的很长一段经文。
So I've asked Wen Jun just to read through it in the Chinese and then we'll follow along in English.If you don't have a Bible, we have some ready.
我们就请文君从头读到尾，然后英文的人就跟着读就可以了。
So Moses, Wen Jun, sorry, we read Deuteronomy 31:1-29.
从31章从第一节读到第29节。
申命记三十一章，摩西去告诉以色列众人说，我现在120岁了，不能照常出入，耶和华也曾对我说，你必不得过这约旦河，耶和华你们的神必引导你们过去，将这些国民在你们面前灭绝，你们就得他们的地，约书亚必引导你们过去，正如耶和华所说的，耶和华必带他们，如同从前带他所灭绝的亚摩利二王西宏与噩以及他们的国一样，耶和华必将他们交给你们，你们要照我所吩咐的一切命令带他们，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神与你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。摩西召了约书亚来，在以色列众人眼前对他说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你要和着百姓一同进入耶和华向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地，你们也要使他们承受那地为业，耶和华必在你面前行，也必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。摩西将这律法写出来，交给抬耶和华约柜的祭司利未子孙和以色列的众长老。摩西吩咐他们说，每逢七年的末一年，就在豁免年的定期祝棚节的时候，以色列众人来到耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，那时你要在以色列众人面前将这律法念给他们听，要招聚他们男女孩子并城里寄居的，使他们听，使他们学习，好敬畏耶和华你们的神，谨守遵行这律法的一些话，也使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏耶和华你们的神，在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子，常常这样行。耶和华对摩西说，你的死期临近了，要召约书亚来，你们二人站在会幕里，我好嘱咐他们。于是摩西和约书亚去站在会幕里，耶和华在会幕里云柱中显现，云柱停在会幕门以上。耶和华又对摩西说，你必和你列祖同睡，这百姓要起来，在他们所要去的地上，在那地的人中随从外邦神，行邪淫离弃我，违背我与他们所立的约，那时我的怒气必向他们发作，我也必离弃他们，掩面不顾他们，以致他们被吞灭，并有许多的祸患灾难临到他们。那日他们必说，这些祸患临到我们，岂不是因我们的神不在我们中间吗？那时因他们偏向别神所行的一切恶，我必定掩面不顾他们。现在你要写一篇歌，教导以色列人，传给他们，使这歌见证他们的不是，因为我将他们领进我所给他们列祖起誓应许那牛奶与蜜之地，他们在那里吃得饱足，身体肥胖，就必偏向别神，侍奉他们，藐视我，背弃我的约。那时有许多祸患灾难临到他们，这歌必在他们面前见证，他们后裔的口中必念诵不忘。我为您他们到民所起誓应许之地以前，他们所怀的意念我都知道了。当日摩西就写了一篇歌，教导以色列人。耶和华祝福嫩的儿子约书亚说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必领以色列人进我所起誓应许他们的地，我必与你同在。摩西将这律法的话写在书上，及至写完了，就吩咐抬耶和华约柜的利未人说，将这律法书放在耶和华你们神的约柜旁，可以在那里见证以色列人的不是，因为我知道你们是悖逆的，是应着景象的，我今日还活着与你们同在，你们尚且悖逆耶和华，何况我死后呢？你们要将你们支派的众长老和官长都招聚了来，我好将这些话说与他们听，并呼天唤地见证他们的不是。我知道我死后你们必全然败坏，偏离我所吩咐你们的道，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，以致手所做的惹他发怒，日后必有祸患临到你们。
Thank you.
谢谢。
And after this passage we have chapter 32.
然后这些经文读完以后呢，我们有32章。
Chapter 32 is that depressing song that was mentioned there.
然后呢，他就提到这一个这首歌。
That song that Moses taught them.
这首歌是摩西教导他们的。
And it describes the faithful future of God's people.
他就搞叫说这个神的选民他的这个以后的这个前途。
It describes how they forsake God.
他们怎样背弃神。
And how they follow after false gods.
他们怎样去这个朝向这个假神。
And then it describes how all the many trials and difficulties that they face because of that.
因为如此，所以说他们会经历神许多磨难。
But I'm just going to take a moment.To describe a few observations regarding chapter 31.
然后呢，我要花一点时间看看这个三十一章所讲的。
A few observations of why we could be strong and courageous in expanding the kingdom of God.
那么我们就看我们观察，我们怎样能够保持我们是有信心的来扩展神的国度。
Let me once again explain what I mean by the kingdom of God.
我要解释一下什么是神的国度。
And for those of you guys know Tim Ng, he's the one that explained this to me.
你们如果知道
Tim.
Oh, oh, Tim. 吴子文。
The kingdom of God, of course, is wherever God reigns.
这个神的国度就是神掌权的地方。
Well, we know that God is the sovereign Lord over all things.
我们知道神是掌管万物的。
But there are areas of our heart and our lives.There are people who are in rebellion to God.
但是呢，在人的生活中，在我们的心里总有这个背离的地方。
So we expand the kingdom of God when we talk with and we lead a non-believer to come under the lordship of Christ.
如果我们把不信的人带到当中，把他们领到这个神的主权之下。
When we encourage them to forsake their sins and look to God for mercy.
然后我叫了他们不要犯罪，然后呢。仰望神的恩典。
But the kingdom of God can also grow in a believer's heart and life.
但是神的这个国呢，也可以在这个信者的心里成长。
Because oftentimes we have these little pockets or areas of rebellion in our life.
因为在我们的心里总有那个背离的地方。
So when you are working with, when you're ministering to and just fellowshipping with people, we help them to overcome those areas.
我们和他们分享的时候，我们就要和他们来分享，然后他们可以来战胜这些不好的地方。
We empower them, we encourage them to turn their hearts and their lives over to Jesus over and over and over again.
我们也鼓励他们，把他们的生命交给神，一而再，再而三的这样做。
So that's what I mean by expanding the kingdom of God.
这个就是我所说的扩展神的国度的意思。
So a few notes on this passage on why we could be courageous in doing that.
那么从这个经文里面，我们可以看到我们怎样才能够这样有胆量能够做到这些。
First, the verses 1 through 8 highlight that Moses will not be there.
第一节到第八节，他就说了摩西。不会在那里了。
Their trusted leader for 40 years is gone.
这个对摩西依赖的这个四十年的领导，这个事情就没了。
And Moses will not be there.
摩西不会再在那里了。
But God will be.
但是神还会在那里。
Human leadership changes.
人的这个领导会变。
And Israel had to deal with the fact that their longtime leader isn't just going to leave, he's going to die.
就是要告诉他们，人的这个领导不会永远在那里，他还会死的。
He's just a temporary mortal like the rest of us.
这个呢，就像好像一个所有其他人一样，他只是一个过客了。
The cliche is true. Everything rises and falls on leadership.
有一个话就说得很对，说什么事情这个起落都是要看领导了。
And they had the.Such great confidence in Moses.
他们对摩西有很强的信心。
And that great leader is gone.
但是这个强的领袖呢，就会走掉了。
So not only did they have a new leader,
他们不光会有一个新的领袖。
They also faced a new situation.
他们还会看到新的情况。
A new location.
还有新的地方。
They were a nomadic people becoming an established nation.
他们不管他们尽管他们是一个已经很设立好的一个民族。
But they were also a nomadic people invading an established nation.
但是他们是要去打一个已经在了已经立下来的那个民族。
I get nervous when I go into a store for the first time.
我去一个新的这个商店的时候，我有一点这个紧张。
And these people are going into this nation for the first time.
这些人呢，但是他们是去一个新的这个国度。
And they were supposed to go in there and dispossess the nation.
他们去是要打败那些敌人的。
It was a military offensive.
这个是一个军事的这个行动。
And even their situation, their commands changed.
所以说他们的情况变了，他们的这个要求变了。
For 40 years, it was just wait.
他们四十年，他们开始就是在那儿等。
For 40 years, it was just hold on, wait, wander around.
他们四十年就在那儿等啊，就是在那儿转。
And now, now it is charge.
现在呢，他们已经充电充满了，他们要走了。
Leadership changes.
领导人变了
our situations change
环境变了
and sometimes our direction of life changes
人生的方向变了
we get new jobs
我们有时候会得到新的工作
we change schools
我们有时候换学校
we move from one city to another
我们从这个城移到那个城
we move from one country to another
我们从一个国家搬到另外一个国家
And again, sometimes even our very life's direction changes.
有时候甚至我们人生的方向都变了。
But none of that matters because of one thing.
但是这一切都没有关系，因为是一件事情。
And that's because God is there and He is constant.
因为神永远在那里，他是永不改变的。
A world, we're in a world that changes every moment.
这个是我们所在的世界，天天都在变。
And God is the absolute constant.
但是神永不改变。
Secondly, the rest of the passage demonstrates that God's word is constant as well.
这个第二段，这个第二段呢，就是讲到神的话语永不改变。
They were encouraged to at the feast of booths to read the law.
他们呢，在这个帐篷呢那里来开始读神的话语。
The feast of booths is where they celebrated. They remembered their wandering in the desert.
因为他们这个住在那棚子里面，他们就是来纪念他们在旷野这个的日子。
And they were to bring everybody in to a big assembly.
他们把所有的人都召集起来，是一个很大的聚会。
The men, the women.
男人女人。
The old, the young.
老人小人。
Even slaves and foreigners.
甚至有奴隶和这个外国人。
Everyone, and they were supposed to read the entire law of God.
他们每一个人都是要来读神的话语。
If you look at verse 12, they had an objective there.
如果你看第十二节经文，你看他们有一些反抗，背逆反抗。
They were supposed to hear, learn, fear, and do.
他们是应该要听 要学然后呢要做
And this was to be passed down to the subsequent generations
他们呢这个就是要听要敬畏 要做这话是要从传到下一个这个下一代人
One of the roles of church is to protect doctrine
我们教会其中一个任务就是要保护神的教义
According toApologist John Frame, there is two purposes here.
按照这个有一个神学家、护教学家，他这样说有两个目的。
On the one hand, there is an offensive. The church is supposed to be on the offense.
第一个呢，这个约翰这个护教学说，第一个我们是要进攻型的，是不是
？And we'll discuss that in a moment.
我们会等一下我们再来讨论。
But there is also a defensive role in the church.
还有一个呢，就是防御型的。
We are supposed to protect doctrine.
我们要来保护我们的教义。
Paul says that the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
因为保罗说了，教会是这个真理的基石。
Postmodernism seeks to erode the constant nature of God's word.
这个现代主义呢，老是在攻击神的这个律法。
Some try to discredit the historicity of the Bible.
他有些人呢，就是从这个历史性来攻击。
Some try to make it out to be a fairy tale.
有些人就把这个圣经说成是一个故事，一个。
Some people reduce it to just good fiction or good literature.
啊，有些人就说圣经不过是一个很好的文学作品。
Or others treat it like mythology.
啊，有些人就说不过是一个神秘学。
But God's word is His unchanging revelation of God to man.
这个，但是神的话语是神对人类所启示的永不改变的真理。
And it is through God's word that God communicates His expectations for mankind.
所以说神呢，就是透过圣经来给人说他对人的期望是什么。
Through God's word, we not only get to know Him, but we get to know how we are supposed to live.
不光是我们透过神的话语，我们不光知道神对我们的期望是什么，而且我们知道我们应该怎样生活。
And then in verse 26 through 29,
然后从第二十六到第二十七节
，we're directed toward the Levites with those with special spiritual responsibilities.
他这个话就是对这个利未人所说的，他们是以色列人的属灵领袖。
Moses calls the Levites out.
他把利未人叫出来
，because they are going to fail as well，
因为他们也会失败的
，they're going to rebel，
他们也会背逆的
，they're going to become corrupt，
他们也会腐败的。
So even when leadership is lacking and even when leadership is corrupt, God's word is the constant.
所以说 领袖层会腐败，领袖层是会失败，但是神的话永不变。
Even when our life situations change, God's word is constant.
所以尽管我们生活环境在变，但是神的话永不改变。
When times and cultures and situations change, God's word is constant.
所以说我们时代是在变，文化在变，但是神的话永不改变。
And we are called to protect, to defend, and promote the word of God.
所以说我们是要呼召出来，是要保护这个遵谨守神的话语。
So one, God is constant.
所以说神是永不改变的。
God's word is constant.
神的话语永不改变。
And the trials and the temptations of this world are temporary.
所以这个我们所经历的艰难只不过是短暂的。
If we look at chapter 31 verses 16 through 21,
如果我们看这个31章16到21节
and when you go home and you read chapter 32,
如果你回家的话，你再读32章。
These highlight the temporary nature of Israel's faithfulness.
所以说这个就是这个以色列人的这个他是信实，只不过是短暂的。
These highlight their temporary courage.
他们有一短暂的这个勇气。
But it also highlights all the things that we think are good as temporary.
但是也说出明了，我们所看到好的东西不过是短暂的。
Safety is temporary.
我们的安全只不过是短暂的。
Comfort is temporary.
舒适也不过是短暂的。
Health and wealth are temporary.
我们的健康也不过是一瞬的。
Sometimes we get in this mindset.
有时候我们会这样想。
We get comfortable in our way of thinking.
我们想的就是尽量舒服。
We get comfortable in our situation.
我们在环境中很舒服。
And I imagine the thought pattern to be this.
我觉得这个是这样的这个一个模式。
You know, I don't want to shake things up.
我不想把这个事情弄得很乱。
I really don't want to challenge that person that they're doing those things wrong.
我不想就是那个做错的人的那个人啊，我不想来向他挑战。
You know, I might upset my boss.
这个可能就是会让我的这个上司激怒。
I'll probably get demoted or maybe even lose my job.
可能我就是可能要这样做的话，我就会失去工作。
And then I'm gonna have to move.
说不定我就还会要搬家了。
I'll lose my house.
说不定我房子也丢失了。
My kids will have to go to a terrible school.
我的孩子要去一个不好的学校了。
Pretty soon I'll end up in the mission and have to be donating plasma.
然后呢，我就会到那个穷人住的那个地方去，然后呢，我就要去献血卖身了。
No way! I'm just gonna keep my head down and just do what I'm supposed to do.
说。我呢就把我头埋下来，我该做什么就做什么。
Sometimes we get comfortable in school as well.
有时候呢，我们在学校呢，我们要尽量保持舒适。
You know, I'm not gonna write a paper on Christian ethics in marketing.
我才不会在这个讲写一篇什么
That will
基督教在这个市场的这个作用。
That will certainly hurt my grade.
这个肯定是要伤我的这个啊学分的。
Then I won't make it to master's level.
啊，当我到了那个这个硕士水平的话。
And once again, I'm going to end up at the mission selling plasma.
啊，我就算是我得了硕士学位，说不定我还会住到那个无家可归的地方，还要去卖血呢。
All of those things are temporary.
所有这些事情都是短暂的。
Our job is temporary.
我们的工作是短暂的。
I think I'm doing pretty good. I've been at the same job for like 3 or 4 years.
啊，我觉得我做的还不错。我这个同样一个工作已经做了3-4年了。
Life is temporary.
生命也是短暂的。
I thought he was Superman.
我想我是一个超人。
Soccer game a few years ago, I found out real quick that health is temporary.
然后呢，我踢足球，然后几年前我就发现了，健康也不过是短暂的。
All these things are just temporary.
所有这些事情都是一瞬间。
Now that being said, Timothy, will you scroll down to verse 43 in chapter 32?
然后呢，我们看看我说了这些，我们到这个下一个经文。
Deuteronomy 32 verse 43.
这个申命记32:43.
At the end of the song of Moses, it.
在那个摩西之歌的末尾。
Moses says, and this is part of the song, Rejoice, O nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, he will take vengeance on his enemies, and make atonement for his land and people.
这个是他这个歌的其中一部分。你们外邦人，当与主的百姓一同欢呼，因他要伸他仆人流血的冤，报应他的敌人，洁净他的地，救赎他的百姓。
So now let me put this back into the larger biblical cosmic context again.
然后呢，我把这段经文呢放回到这个整个这个圣经的这个环境中去。
Israel went in to the promised land.
他们以色列人来到这个应许之地。
They conquered.
他们战胜了。
They were victorious.
他们是打胜仗了。
And they established the land for themselves just like Moses said would happen.
这个呢就是他们已经就建立了这块地，就好像摩西预言的一样。
And this is described in the book of Joshua.
这个呢在这个约书亚记里面记载了。
But the general trajectory of mankind was still going down.
但是人呢多心人呢也想再往下滑。
The book of Judges comes next.
然后呢这个四世纪呢又来在这个约书亚记后面。
I encourage you all to read the book of Judges in one sitting.
我鼓励大家用一个就是方法来读这个四世纪。
The book of Judges tells the story of a bunch of judges or rulers of Israel.
啊，这个四世纪呢就讲到这个以色列的领导人，我们叫做士师，他的故事。
And if you look at the downward descent of man, if you take just one of those stories, you see a little uptick of heroism.
啊，你可以看到这个整个以色列民族就像画下滑，然后在整个下滑中呢，你可以看到一个英雄。
And if you read just one of those stories, you think, ah,、oh, yay, this hero has saved the people.
啊，你看啊，哇，这个英雄啊，就救赎了以色列民。
But then the next leader is actually below, and it just continues the downward descent of man.
然后呢，以色列继续下滑，另外一个英雄呢，比前一个英雄还要差一点。
By the end of the book, you're nauseous with how ungodly these people are.
然后你这读完了以后，这些人根本就不信神的，对神不忠的。
I won't spoil it, but read it. It's disgusting.
然后你不相信的话，你自己回家读，你读了就觉得是很厌恶的。
After the book of Judges, we have kings.
啊，然后这个四世纪完了以后呢，我们有列王记。
The kings of Israel.
这个列王记就讲到这个神的这个国，列王记上和列王记下。
And again, there are some good kings that raise the trajectory a little.
他们整个呢，这个王呢有好的，然后呢把整个人呢要抬高了一点点。
Yeah, the nation of Israel prospered under David.
然后呢，这个在大卫的领导下来，以色列人是很兴旺的。
Hezekiah and Josiah.
啊，这个 Hezekiah 西西家吧，还有。约西亚
，But once again, they're just little upticks.
然后呢，他们是下滑，然后回升一点点。
The prophets, however, now getting toward the end of the Old Testament.
然后呢，在这个要到旧约的末了的时候，就是箴言。
They point to a different leader.
然后呢，他们就有了不同的领袖。
And the end of this song here, verse 43.
然后呢，在这个第四十三节里面呢
，It points to a different leader.
他们就指出了不同的领袖。
One that will forever change the downward trajectory of mankind.
这个领袖呢，就是一次性就永远的改变这个神下滑的这个趋势。
We of course know that is Jesus Christ.
我们当然就知道，这就是耶稣基督。
We're given three special names for Jesus.
耶稣基督有三个特殊的名字。
Jesus means He saves.
耶稣的名字三个意思。第一个就是救赎。
Christ means Messiah or the Anointed One.
这个基督就是弥赛亚或者是受膏者。
And Emmanuel.
还有一个就是以马内利。
The Almighty God in heaven who created the heaven and the earth, He is with us.
这个创造宇宙天地万物的主宰今天和我们在一起。
He saves.
他救赎
He reverses that trajectory.
他就把这个下滑的趋势改变过来
Messiah, he is our leader.
他是弥赛亚，他是我们的领袖
And Emmanuel, he is God with us.
他是以马内利，以马内利就是神与我们同在
What do we have to fear?
我们还害怕什么呢
If some of you are new and not familiar with the Christian faith,
如果你们今天在座的有些人是很新来的，不太了解这个基督信仰。
I pray, I ask that you would talk to some courageous people that we have in this congregation.
我就鼓励你和我们在座的那些有勇气的人交流。
Speak to Teacher G.
和这个G老师交流。
Ask John questions.
问这个约翰黄叔叔问题。
Ask Moses some questions.
问摩西问题。
Find out who this Jesus is.
就是了解耶稣基督是谁。
We can be strong and courageous because God is with us.
我因为神与和我们同在，所以说我们可以是这个是很强壮的，刚强的。
He is the constant.
他永不改变。
And His word is constant.
他的话语永不改变。
And all the things of this world are just temporary.
所有世界上的东西都是短暂的。
We absolutely need more people who are willing to get out of their comfy little beds and preach the gospel.
我们真的是需要这些很多人要离开他舒适的小被窝，然后来向大家来宣扬神的话语。
We need people who are courageous enough to step up and do what's right and say what's right.
我们需要人刚强壮胆，然后来做和说该做的、该说的正确的事情。
We need leaders.
我们需要领袖。
We need people to stand up and expand the kingdom of God.
我们需要人站出来，来扩张神的国度。
I remember an interview with a youth minister some time back.
我记得我过去我就和这个一个年轻就带领年轻人的一个人面谈。
Well, let me back up a little bit. I'll tell you a little bit of my childhood first.
然后我再回过去一点，我先告诉一下我的这个个人的童年。
I grew up at an Assembly of God church.
我呢是在这个神召会，神聚会，神召会。
And at the end of every sermon, it ended the same way.
所以说每一个这个讲道以后呢，他的这个结束方式都是一样的。
The minister would say, with every head bowed and with every eye closed.
大家都低头闭眼。
If there's anyone that needs Jesus, just raise your hand.
如果这里面有一个人谁需要耶稣，请举起你的手来。
I was a sinner and I knew it.
我知道我是罪人，我知道。
I raise my hand every week.
我每个星期都举手的。
But this youth minister radically changed the way I thought about things.
然后这个年轻的这个带领人啊，就是年轻传道啊，就改变了我的想法。
He was reflecting on a conference that he led.
他呢，就是想到他是有一个冲突啊，想到他过去的一个冲突。
And he challenged that with every eye closed and with every head bowed, you know, quietly, discreetly hide yourself and raise your hand.
他就挑战这种方式，就说眼睛闭上，头低下，然后悄悄地把你手举起来。
And he said, you know what? If you need Jesus, stand up and say so.
就是他就说，你们需要耶稣的话，就站起来，就这样说。
He said, if you need Jesus, I want you to come up into the aisles and shout, I want the cross, and run down up the front.
啊，我就是你说需要耶稣的话，你就站过来，你站在前面就说。
He said it was awfully quiet for a while.
他是这样讲了以后，就会众很安静。
But you know what?
一会儿。
There are brave people. Of course, someone led the way.
但是有很勇敢的人，然后呢，他就带领人上来了。
We need people who are not only willing to say, "Hey, I need Jesus."
我们不但需要人说，勇敢的人说，我需要耶稣。
I would like to take it a step further.
我还想更进一步。
I actually think it's quite easy to say, "Hey, I need Jesus."
我觉得我需要耶稣这句话很容易的。
It's more difficult to stand up and say, "You need Jesus."
但是很难就说站起来对旁边的其他人说你需要耶稣。
That takes strength and courage.
这个呢就需要你的勇气。
And I thank you for the opportunity to do that.
我希望你要找这个机会来做。
For me, it's easy to do that here in church.
对我来讲，在教会里面做这样的事情很容易的。
And I pray that God would give us courage to do that in the community.
我希望神给我们这样的这个勇气，可以在我们的社区里面这样做。
Israel was not only called to play defense with the gospel.
啊，以色列人不光是来就是防御性的。
We see what happens to churches that only play defense.
我们看到，如果教会只是做防御工作的话，你会看到什么事情会发生
？The congregation ages.
这个整个这个会众就变衰老了。
They start to die.
他们开始死去了。
And pretty soon the church just shrinks and shrinks and disappears.
然后呢，教会就越变越小，越变越小，就变得没有了。
We're to play offense as well.
我们需要这个进攻性的。
How many of you guys are familiar with the offsides rule in soccer?
有多少人知道这个
offsides?
哦，有没有知道有个越位是怎么回事
？How many guys understand
that rule? 这个足球的越位，有多少人知道越位？
I know at least Richard understands.
Richard 啊，何伟知道。
Okay.
Oh.
Good, good. So basically, in offsides, you can't have a guy behind the defender and then pass it to him.
你不能说让一个你自己对方的队员站在对方的队员最后一个队员的后面，然后再传球。
You got to time your attack so that the run is made to the defense and then it's passed and they get it behind it.
你要看到那个球踢过去的时候，球过的时候，你然后才来。
My soccer team at one time was rebuked for not ever getting any offsides calls.
有一次呢，我那个足球队员就讲，有一次因为越位就才争论。
We would always just kind of sit back and play defense.
然后我们就是来防御性的，完全是防御性的。
And poorly at that.
啊，这做得很不好。
But we never got any offsides calls.
我们从来没有一次吹我们越位的。
The guy that was yelling at us said, "Hey, I want to see at least 3-4 offside calls a game."
啊，我就这个对方可能是裁判就说你至少让我们看到3-4次越位的吹这个事情吧。
I want to know that you're attacking that defense.
我要看见你要攻击对方啊。
A soccer team cannot win, or we cannot win if we're playing defense.
如果我们光是防御的话，我们永远不会赢的。
We can't play it safe and just stay comfortable in our nice little beds.
啊，我们不能是躲在我们的被窝里面就打胜仗的。
I'm not calling you guys to get yellow cards or get kicked out of the game or lose your jobs.
我不是说你们在你们的工作中怎么怎么样就得到了黄牌，或者是失去你的工作。
But we should be pressing the attack with the gospel.
但是我们要相信神，让我们有进攻性的。
We should be attacking the foolishness of unbelieving thought.
我们要这个攻击那种不信人的那种愚昧。
That's a quote from John Frame. I'm going to read it again.
这个是从一个人叫约翰 John Frame 这个人来的。
We should be attacking the foolishness of unbelieving thought.
我们要攻击那种不信人思想中的愚昧性。
And we're just going to conclude by, I'll read 2 Corinthians 10:5.
我们要就是在读哥林多后书十章五节。
Paul writes that we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ.
保罗这样说，将各样的计谋，各种拦阻人的男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
John, will you pray?
好，我们做个祷告。天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你让当乐弟兄为我们讲到，世界都在改变，环境也在改变，什么都在变，唯独神不变，唯独神的话语不变，唯独神对我们的慈爱是不变的。主耶稣，我们真的是感谢赞美你。主，我们知道人都是要败坏的，但是神的话语和神他本人是可以改变我们的。主，我们真的是感谢你，让我们有信心，让我们不光是防御，而且是进攻，来扩展神的国度，向世人宣讲耶稣基督是主，他昨日今日直到永远永不改变。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。